Blog Talk Radio.
New low price. Nice.
Hefty. That's what I'm talking about.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Oh, I get it. Because you're so strong.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Yeah.
Get new Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Now cost less than glass.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Man, did you see that boy Pearl the other night take that thing up in Ewing's face?
Yeah, he's bad, but I like Michael Jordan, man.
Oh, y'all remember the old days, though? The old days of the rubber with Dr. J. You take the whole thing,
boy. Oh, man.
Used to burn him. I saw him burn Cassie Russell one night, man. It was embarrassing.
Hey, y'all, Burn Our Team, man.
Oh, Burn Our Team is my man. I like the Knicks. The Knicks play ball. They
all like the ball. Bill Russell was the man.
We'll get to take him, man. Well, man, Bill Russell had the championship ring. Look at them points.
Abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I would like to first start off by thanking my original 77,000 who tuned in to my opening night, and I also want to give thanks to everyone who's hearing and tuning in for the very first time. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you. If you will, we are going to have some serious fun tonight, okay? But before I do that, I got to handle some business. And what better way to handle some business than doing it the way I always do? We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-513-9133. You press 1 to interact or to talk with me. Brought to you by Cozy Time Multimedia. This one here is a show before my sixth anniversary with our great company of WBNN. And I'm so, so proud. So if you're tuning in tonight, which is the prelude to what you can expect in about 30 evenings from tonight's show, put it on your calendars, because this one here would be epic. So now, let me do a proper introduction. For some of you who don't know who I am the grand architect of the universe. Some of you are starting to realize some of the things that I've been talking about for almost 38 years. And as I always said, and many of us who came before me, it's not just about me, it's about each and every one of us. It's our time to shine, y'all. The original people who I started off with, trying to deliver this message from the streets of Nam to all of the people who's tuned in internationally, it's our time to shine, y'all. No longer taking a back seat. Now, tonight I got a very special honored guest. And this person who I'm about to bring on after the very first break, not only is he the CEO and the beloved son of my spiritual mother, who contacted him to contact me, so we'll be able to make a serious change in our world tonight. None other than my CEO, our CEO of our great company, Hall of Fame four times. Not only is he going to be producing the record, spinning the sound therapeutic sound like you just heard at the opening night, but he's going to be a special honored guest on this We Will Awaken show tonight. We're going to have a game of one-on-one, just like the game of basketball, but we're going to do it online. This is block party time, y'all. So Hall of Fame four times, if you will, do us the honors.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Come on, Sam. Yeah. Educated man from the motherland. You see, they call me a star, but that's not what I am. I'm a jungle brother, a true blue brother, and I've been to many places you'll never discover. Step to my side, suckers running hot. Africa's in the house, they get petrified. You wanna know why? I'll tell you why. Because they can't stand the sight of the jungle. They never fight a fuss, they never curse a cuss. They just stand on the side and stare at us. They get out of line, I put them on a vine and give them one big push for all mankind. There ain't nothing to it, I just go ahead and do it. I lay down the jungle sound and run right through it. And when I'm on the mic, I never stutter or stumble, cause I'm a jungle brother. Straight out the jungle.
Cool and quiet, but quick to start up a riot. I write the rhyme, bums and sticks to bite it. I wear no gold around my neck, just black medallion. I show the homes of three black stallions. I don't care for fear, cause fear fears me. Out of 10 ways of dying, the first my G. I'm harder than the hardest, hardest, hard can get. Africa and I was Sammy B's on the set. I kicked the rhyme through the girl and she became my pet. I left the sucker some juice and now he's still in debt. Sucker said he wasn't scared but still in all he sweat. A poor man became rich because of me he bet. My brother's searching high and low, they're looking for me. What were they crying?
In the J-U-N-G-L-E.
The jungle, either you do or you die. You got to be aware, you got to have the jungle line. Take it from a brother who knows my friend. The animals, the cannibals will do you in.
Cut your throat, stab you in the back. The untamed animals just don't know how to act. It's unbelievable.
Uncivilized.
And now I'm starting to realize. The danger in the jungle. The jungle means danger. Tension intense, hearts filled with anger. Men killing men just because of one's color. In this lifetime, I see nothing dumber, so I think. Before I make a move, make sure my rhyme goes along with the groove. Never backing on the brother when it's time to rumble. My name's Mike G, and I'm straight out in the jungle.
Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Away You. And remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. And you press 1 to interact with me. Now, we're going to do this in sections. Now, I promised during the advertisements that I want to open up no longer laws, but the Book of Honey. It was in 199 or 191 is when I did my original demo when I went solo, okay? After having my spiritual awakening on June 13th, 1985, I became conscious of who and what I am. I didn't know everything I was supposed to do at the time. You got to remember, that was over 38 years ago. So, from walking the streets of Nah, moving in and out this particular United States and started to travel throughout the world internationally, I met some very intriguing people. And what's so unique about the year of 1991, the connection that me and my DJ had was actually a prophecy fulfilled. And even though it took a while for us to connect, this is key. All things happen in the time in which they're all supposed to happen. Not before, but the exact time when people are supposed to connect. Please keep that in mind. So now, when I went solo in 1991, shout out to LSD, one of my former crew. But however, when I went solo, this was my very first ride. Straight from the South, homeland of the cross burners, the Magic Man, and speaking wisdom to the false learners. Now it's time to shine light on the unkind. Some disagree on how the way that I run mine, but I'm outspoken, gotta say what I feel. Master sound therapist about to reveal. DJ Olesky, turntable overlord. Many try to game at the top since the mobile board. Drop the load, hidden truths shall unfold. To work the string, did they keep the untold? Went in tunes to face brown and black tones. Invaded villages and cracked many backbones. I mentioned all of that to tell you this, our goal is to enter your mind and we won't miss, mentally preserved. Pass the word, it's time to get what we deserve. So Hall of Fame four time, I want you to come on and bless us, but some people may not know who exactly who you are and what you mean to us at WBNN. So I'm going to put it on pause and introduce yourself, sir.
Well, first of all, I'm just a house DJ here at this wonderful network. They call me Olad. They call me Olad Radio. They call me, you know, DJ Devastating. You know, all those things, man. I'm just a house DJ, sir. How you doing tonight?
Man, you're so much more than that to me, man. And let me share this, too, for listening to the audience, too. People don't know how important a DJ is. There was a lot of records that was put out back in the day. Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. But one of my personal favorites was by Supreme Team that put that song out about Hey DJ. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, man. You get what I'm saying? The importance of a DJ, you know, not only is a DJ like the one that we have who's so much more, and I appreciate Hall of Fame four time for being very, very humble, because that gets you very, very far in this life. Very, very direct and stern, something that we need in this day and time. So I give thanks to all in all who's in all, through all, above, and in comparison all for connecting us together. Like I say, it was by way of my spiritual mother and his physical mother that brought us together. Next month would be officially 6 years. So this is more like the prelude to what you're about to hear. But a DJ, I'm telling you, whatever we did to earn our daily bread, our wages, or however that we got our hustle or our grind on, It was by way of a DJ that was so in tune with music back in the day. It was because of the DJs, a lot of the things in which we heard on the radio, they're the ones that's responsible for all recording artists, myself included. It's not only to get recognized, but that back then it was album sales. Okay? Hall of Fame four times. Do you remember the time, and some people now with the digital age, they might not comprehend what I'm about to speak about. The real.
Go ahead.
Would you mind sharing with some of the, you know, what do you call them, millennials? They don't know anything about the real, do they?
I never forget the time, man, when I first did my first track, man. It was called Around the Room track. So I took one piece, man, I want you to be quiet, man, because I know you're going to start laughing at this one. I took one piece of the Real to Real and wrapped it all the way around my basement door, going all the way upstairs, and into the hallway, then rewrapped it all the way around the knob and brought it all the way back down, put it through Real to Real, did my beats to the SP-1200, so all you guys that know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, and, put it through Auto Dex, Dat Dex, the Rollins, 808s, and made music, man. We talking about, man, 1990, man. I've been doing this for 33 years. You know, that's just in the analog stage. But you know what, though? I'm not going to come, you know what? It's not going to be about that. Because, see, who needs opportunity to try to take this to another level? I said that Marshall Mathers is the fifth best rapper of all time. Let's talk about that tonight, man. Fuck this foolishness, man. Come on. Let's get into this conversation, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, Cletus. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Hey, look, anyone who knows, he to go Hall of Fame four times, swept and down, man. I hate Eminem. Let me make something clear. Magic Man don't hate on Eminem. I think Eminem
is a great rapper.
I mean, to me, he's a great rapper, right? But to put Eminem in the category with some of the greats that I'm about to name, and you got to remember, this is a game of one-on-one that me and Hall of Fame four times is doing. And some of y'all who may not agree with either one of our lists. So I'm going to go first, right, since I'm the point guard. I'm going to go first with my top five MCs. Starting off with my top five, none other than the God MC himself, Rakim Allah.
I agree.
Number two?
That's my number one, too.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's my number one, too. So, okay. All right. Go ahead.
My number two MC, even though he put out the song during the BDP era, I'm still number one. None other than KRS-One.
I agree. Right now we ain't battling right now, man. You got it all down pat right now, man. All right, keep going, bro. Let's see what you're doing.
All right. So my number three is the Cool Genius of Rap, better known as Cool G Rap.
No, absolutely not. Cool G Rap don't make top 10, but I mean, you know, it's all good. I mean, my third all time guys, you know, it's a boy, man, born in New York, lived in Baltimore, went out to Oakland, and died in Las Vegas. My man Tupac Shakur is number three. Period.
Oh, wow. Much divine love and respect to Tupac. Okay, my number four all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed and thought about this one here. So I had to do a minor switch. I'm going to have to give it to Big Daddy Kane for number four.
What? Guys, Legendary Haru need much prayer. The number four person all time is the notorious B.I.G. All the way live, man. You know, I'm talking about all four of these MCs I named are treacherous lyricists. And that's why I'm going to say again, he's going to give me his fifth. I'm going to say again, I'm talking about treacherous lyricists, guys. Number five all time, Marshall Mathers. Go ahead, man. Do your thing. Go ahead.
Oh.
I said what I said.
I got you. Eminem is good. I mean, he's a great, great rapper. I give him that. But for him to make the top 10.
Who beat me in the all-out battle, bro? Who's beating Eminem in the All Out Battle? Go ahead, man. What's your number five, bro? I'm going to hit this.
Now, I respect that. It's all about love. You get what I'm saying? M is nice,
mm-hmm.
and I respect that. Remember, this is the game on one-on-one, right? So now,
this is true.
My number five is none other than the Master Ace. Now, notice now.
Yeah.
Let me throw this in there. Now, notice that. You know, I got to slide this one in Hall of Fame 4 times.
Oh, my God.
Even though
you
love Eminem, and even Eminem himself gave respect to Master Ace. Is that true or not?
Yeah, he did. That's true. I mean, respect and Dallin are two different things. I mean, yeah, he gave respect to him and the whole Juice Crew. Right? You got two Juice Crew. You got two Juice Crew people in your top five. Man. Listen. All right, we're not going to go back on this one. We got to go to 6 to 10. Let's go right now. Number 1 to 5 all time. Basketball, it starts from your fist, man. Let's get it, man. Fifth all time. Let's talk. Let's talk. Since we're playing basketball, let's talk. Uh-oh. I think he fell out of the spirit, y'all. Because I know I'm still here.
Do you want to go five backwards, or do you want to go one to five?
Yeah, man. No, 5 to 1. I'm going to see who you got, bro. Let's get it.
Okay. My number five all time, I'm going to have to give it up to Jamal Wilkes.
Man, you old school, man. Let's see. Who are you starting up, man? You really are starting your mess tonight, man. But pardon the old head, y'all. But, you know, Jamal, I mean, I'm talking about, and you're going from how you were as a kid. I get it. You're thinking to your mind. Number five right now, man, all time is LeBron James. You know why? All right, I'm gonna ask you, why do you think Silk? Anybody didn't know his nickname. Why do you think Silk or Jamal Wilkes is your number five? What makes him number five? Not saying my number five.
I would say, even though I was a Philadelphia 76ers fan, a lot of people don't realize that I secretly love LA as well, and most of the players that he has, and I don't want to give it away because my number one actually played for L.A. Lakers instead of the Philadelphia 76ers back in the day. But I thought that the way that he was smooth with the foul line.
Hey, man, you just cheated right there, but go ahead. That was slick shit. That was a good slick shit there, Magic, man. You ain't nothing, man. Go ahead, continue.
All right, so my number four, matter of fact, Jamal, he was a forward, right? Small forward, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my number four.
Hold on, let me explain my number five, reason why. LeBron James played 20 years just like the captain did, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? 20 years, and it took Kareem the whole 20, all 82 games to get his record. LeBron shattered that in half the time, all right? LeBron James is top five in every single category in the NBA. And a lot of people hate on LeBron. And I'm going to say something, just like my number four pick, you're going to miss them when they're gone. I'm telling you, you're going to miss LeBron when he goes. Tough, tough, tough character. One and only LeBron James, number five. Go ahead and get number four, homie.
Wow, love LeBron. Much divine love and respect for LeBron, and congratulations. Okay, so now my number four, I'm going to have to give it to the one who led my team in 1993. It was the 82-83 season. And it was with his assistance that Dr. J finally got that championship. And that's no other than Moses Malone.
I tell you, man, but tonight, man, he's going to get his childhood guy. Moses Malone, the NBA's all-time offensive rebounding leader. And we're talking about half. I mean, he leads that category halfway. No one's even close. My number four goes back to what I said before. You're going to miss him when he's gone. The great, great late Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Treacherous. No one prepared for a game like Kobe Dean Bryant. Again, may he rest in peace. He's the man that, you know, second all time, you know, in scoring in a single game. He had 81 points, man. 81 points. So, you know what I mean? I don't know where anybody's going to get in this list, man, but, you know, I can't wait to play my next track. This is ridiculous. All right, it's Kobe Bryant, man. You're the number three, Honey. I love you, man. You're my brother, man. This is a weird show.
Hey, this is the game of one-on-one. You know, hey, we got to be free to disagree, and I love it. It's all love.
This is true.
I love Kobe, right? So my number three is none other than, and I got to say this right quick. For some reason, the person I'm about to name Hall of Fame four times, in a lot of people's list, he don't even make the top 10. Sometimes not even the top 20 or 25. But for me personally, is Julius Dr. J. Irving.
Well, he'll make top 10. Dr. J would make top 10.
But here's my reason why. Man, I love Dr. J, man, from that halo of an afro flying through the air. Man, Doc to me was Mr. Excitement. Doc to me was Michael Jordan before there was a Michael Jordan as we know it. And let me go ahead and say this right quick because I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off about this. Michael Jordan didn't even make my top 10.
Let me tell you something, man. Whatever you smoke, it should be illegal in every state in the United States. Anything you smoke in, man. All right. I really got a headache now. Okay. No, he didn't say that. All right. My number three all time is the captain, the former NBA all-time leading scorer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Let me explain why. And it's crazy with this type of resume. This man has six MVPs. Only one other player had six MVPs. You know, we're talking about, you know, I mean, well, he has six finals MVPs, but this man has six most valuable players, okay? One in Milwaukee when he won the title with Oscar Robertson way back in the day in 71, and then five with the Los Angeles Lakers. That's why they called him the captain, the outstanding Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I love Kareem, who did a lot for that profession of basketball. So now we're coming down to the Wild Hall of Fame four times. This is number two. And let me give a little backdrop.
Remember, guys. He didn't pick Jordan. This guy's, you know, guy's looking.
My number two, and trust me, I really didn't study his game. I like this guy, but there was somebody I loved a lot more. And matter of fact, here's a bonus a lot of people didn't know. When they hear the name Magic, even though I spell it M-A-J-I-K, M-A-N, Magic Man, phonetically it sounds the same. This guy here reminds me a lot of me. From a person who didn't even touch a basketball until 1983. Keep that in mind. And I was playing behind some all-star players. Shout out to my cousin, as I call him, most talented, Marvin Felton. My brother, my older brother, Delroy, right? Some other people I could name, but anyway, it's almost time for you to go to another track, so let me speed this up right quick. My number two is none other than Isaiah Zeke Thomas.
Now, you know what? I agree with not his chicken number two, because no, but Zeke is my number one point guard of all time. Okay? And he's in my top 10. Okay? So, I mean, I don't agree with him being at number two, but I definitely agree with him being my number one point guard. As you notice, I don't have any other point. I don't have any point guards in my top five. Okay? Let's go to top two. Quentin Bacatu needs to be ashamed of himself. All people around the world listening in America underneath caves and underneath rocks, slivering and whatever you're doing, right? I cannot believe this man is disrespectful. He's the most disrespectful person when it comes down to basketball. And this is something we do on the conference. This is our conversation we have offline. And when I see Quentin Bacatu, I'm going to buy him just one waffle with no salt, with no syrup and no butter. I swear to God, give him one waffle to eat that. And I hope it's hard. Now,
hey,
the number two all-time player is Michael Jeffrey Jordan. The reason why he didn't make my number one is because the game had to be fitted for him. My number one changed the game where they changed the rules against him. With Jordan, even in all his greatness, they made the rules for him. As you notice that once he became, you know, a champion, all that, you know, banging all that Jordan rules that the Detroit Pistons were doing, some days were over, right? You couldn't even touch Michael Jordan, okay? Even though Jordan was still doing his thing, you know, Chicago Bulls won 3 championships. Then he retired, and he won another 3 championships, was 6. Finals MVP in every one of them, and never lost a championship. No athlete in the NBA who's on a higher level can ever say that they never lost in a championship. Man is amazing. Ever since he came out of University of North Carolina, which, of course, one of my man's favorite people, you know, favorite universities. You know, he likes Duke and North Carolina against Quentin Bacatu and NC State. He's just a homer guy. He loves North Carolina. That's okay. He's from Lisbon City. You know, he's from Nam. But it's Michael Jordan, man. Go ahead to number one, man. Just go to number one because you make it. You went me one. Throw up. Feel nasty.
Hey.
This number one, we better agree on this number one, bro. I'm telling you, we better agree on this number one.
Hey, shout out to Nah, man. All the people, man, that we used to play the old-fashioned knuckle game back in the days, man, when I was walking the streets, long before my actual calling, right? Now, it's no coincidence. Why?
Mm-hmm.
My name is spelled M-A-J-I-K-M-A-N, and then the addition of Haru, which is H-E-R-U. Phonetically, I had to come with a name, even though, you know, Magic Man is short. It's a Nuban word that actually means the majestic one. And again, keep in mind, y'all, I started off as a bench player. This is key for anyone who's listening tonight. And this year here has been a phenomenal year for the underdog. So my number one, when it comes to a point guard, my position, that I came from off the bench and actually
mastered
it, was Irvin Magic Johnson.
Okay. Guys, you got to remember, like, just like he said, you know, he played, you know, high school ball, AAU. I mean, let me tell you something about this Magic Man Haru. This man used to be able to play some ball. I'm going to bring on, you know, a caller after I do this, you know, this track. Again, if anybody doesn't agree with me with this, you need to get your head examined. You need to go down and get some pills. Don't overdose, though. Just take them and get a sedative and lay down somewhere and shut up. With the exception of my man, Quentin Bacatu, because, you know, it's his show. If anybody else needs it, just lay down and shut up. The number one player of all time is the only player to ever score 100 points. The only player to lead the league in rebounds, lead the league in assists and scoring in the same year, averaged a triple-double for 6 years. Before, you know, we talk about any Oscar Robertson. The only thing about Oscar Robertson, who's great as well, he's definitely in my top 20, Oscar Robertson averaged a triple-double his whole career. He's from West Philadelphia. Went to Overbrook High School. University of Kansas. He was also a Globetrotter. Played for the Philadelphia Warriors, San Francisco Warriors, Philadelphia 76ers, and retired with the Los Angeles Lakers. The one and the only, Wilton Norman Chamberlain. I don't understand what's wrong with Brother Hooney. He needs to get his head in there. And I think the next song is going to be very, very, very apropos. So I'll say it to myself. Hey, DJ, Hall of Fame 4 times. Do us the honor, please.
Love it.
With this guy named Sam. I don't know why, cause he had the head like that of a clam. But you couldn't tell me nothing, cause Sam was number one. Cause to me, oh my gosh, he was one in a million. I should've knew the consequences right from the start, that he'd use me for my money and then break my heart. But like a fool in love, I fell for his game, but I got mine, so I show no shame. And then Pio winked his eye, and then he kept walking. All of those who live in Brooklyn know just what I'm talking. The relatives know where we all used to go, just to have some fun back in 1981. You know the place, Empire Boulevard is where I first saw the nigga, and he tried to play hard. But I knew the deal, cause I knew his brother Jerry, and Sammy just broke up with his girlfriend Terry. So Jerry introduced Sam and I that night. He said, hello, my name is Sam. I said, hi, my name is Mike. We yip and we yap and we shit and we chat about this and that from sneakers to hats. He said, look, I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. To my house, lay back and get nice, watch television, a reunite on ice. I said, slow down, I know you want to shake me down, but I'm not one of the girls to go ripping around.
Just like a test, I cram to understand you.
Next month, I finally went to his house. I walked into the door, there was a girl on the couch. I said, who's the frog? The bump on the log. You chump, you punk, how could you do me wrong? Sing your sad song about your love is so strong. You said, wait, like you're confused. The girl is my cousin. Your brother agreed, but later said that she wasn't.
Just like a test, I cram to understand.
Forgotten next month, we went to the Deuce. Well, I thought it kind of strange, because you had lots of juice. You knew the dope, the bushes, the addicts, everybody. Asked you how you met him, said you met him at a party. Then these girls started to tell me you were selling the stuff. I said, it's not your business, so shut the fuck up. They said, okay, like, think what you want to think, but it's going to be some shit when your man becomes a piece. I said, look, so what's the move? I don't even know you. To put it right, I really don't care to. They got kind of mad and sort of offended. They said, we only looking out for your best interest. I said, thanks, but no thanks in an aggravated tone. When I want to find out, I find out on my own.
Just like a test, I cram to understand.
Then my cousin says he saw you with this lady named C. Well, I'm poor, my thoughts, I wonder who she could be. You're spending all your time with her and not a second with me. They say you spend your money on her and you're with her night and day. Her name starts with a C and it ends with a K. I think my brain looking for names of bitches stellar, but I just couldn't do it cause my heart is yelling, burning, begging from affection from you, Sam. But just like a test, I cram to understand you. Thought I knew you well enough to call you a man, but
Just like a test, I cram to understand you.
Then it came a time you started looking kind of thin. I asked you why you said exercise, trying to stay slim. I bought it even though I knew it was a lie, cause it really didn't matter, you were still looking fly. But oh no, you started asking me for money. Butter me up, bake me and call me your honey. So I gave you 2 yards, and then I gave you one more. You picked up your jacket and you flew out the door. You came back an hour later and you asked me for a pin. I said, I only got a 20, you to give me that thing. I said, nope, I tell you now, you better stop robbing. Find you a job or you better start robbing. So I stepped on, with a giant step. Picked up my belongings and I just left. But now I see you in Empire every Sunday. Juicing the girls up for some money in LA. But every time I see you doing it, I just ruin it. Tell them how you're on crack, smoke, sniff, doing it. As for this girl, Miss C, oh well, I was shocked as hell when I heard Samuel. When your homeboy told me, I almost went whack. But that the girl you was addicted to, her name was crack.
Just like a test, I cram to understand you. Just like a test, I cram to understand you. Just like a test, I cram to understand you. Just like a test, I cram to understand you. Just like a test, I cram to understand you. Just like a test, I cram to understand you. Just like a test.
Well, all right, now, welcome back, attentive listening audience. And I'm going to throw this brick. You got to remember, this is one-on-one, live and direct. The Magic Man and Hall of Fame four-time. I love MC Light. Let me throw this brick right quick. I love MC Light, but my go-to was so much better than Light. So shout out to Antoinette. So anyway,
he was in mind, man. Nah, you don't come on. Nah. You don't come on and talk to this shit, bro. Nah, you know what? I'm going to the next caller, man. You ain't nothing, man. You go ahead and bring in the next call. I don't even want to talk to you.
All right. Caller number one in queue. State your name and where you calling from.
Peace. Peace to the Magic Man. Peace to Brother O. This is Jetty A. Chack, host of the syndicated, the O-N-E syndicated host intern show coming out of Elkins Park, PA. How y'all brothers doing this evening?
Hey, we're doing excellent, fam. Hey, welcome to the greatest company of WBNN, man. You're doing major, major things. Hey, look, right now, Magic Man already got one up on Hall of Fame four time already, right? Wouldn't you agree to that?
I would.
You said MC Antoinette is better than MC Light? I know that's not what you're saying.
No, Jerry. You know what?
You lost your mind, Jerry. You too.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let the OGs move and work their magic because, you know, I'm still young, blood. I'm still learning. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Hold on now.
The new Chalice, y'all. I'm going to backtrack a little early to the conversation about top five as far as Marshall Mathers' position in the top five. You see what I'm saying? I actually agree with you. As far as technical and as far as mechanical, lyrical ability, Marshall Mathers is undoubtedly top five. But I want to put some little pepper. I want to put a little cayenne into the mix. I got five MCs that shift up one generation past the MCs that y'all named that are the gods and the pioneers that set the foundation. I got five more MCs that could take the place of Eminem easily on the top five.
Then speak on it.
The first is Fair Launch. The second is Black Thought. The third, I'm going to agree with y'all, OGs, Rakim Allah. Rakim Allah broke down the science of how he writes. He writes like an instrument. He's on a whole nother level altogether. So as far as technical and mechanical ability, Rakim Allah. Now, mind you, this is all based upon technical and mechanical ability. Not any of the other accolades that made you a legendary MC / a pioneer. So we got three now. Earl March, Black Thought, Rakim Allah. Number four, Yasin Bey, formerly known as Mos Def. And number five, an unspoken and unsung gem, Papoose.
Oh, man, that was nice, man. That was nice. I like that. Hey, look, we got some other callers in queue. Look, let the We Will Away You listening audience know who and what you are and when you what your next show, when your next show is coming on.
Listen, this is once again Jetty A-Track of the O-N-E Syndicated Host Intern Show. And later on this month, we're going to have the second episode, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned. Because Brother O is working and cooking up that magic right now as we speak. Just know it's going to be near the end of the month. Just know it's going to be a star-studded performance. You dig? I appreciate you, Magic Man, and I appreciate you, Brother O. Y'all brothers stay blessed this evening.
No doubt, man. Look, I'm really, really going to get into some serious, serious business. Before I bring number two on Hall of Fame, hey, this is a game of one-on-one. So anyway, caller number two in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Peace and blessings, both Hall of Famers, DJ O and Brother Hoon, my brother. This is Sister Bessie the Truther.
Hey, Bessie, what's going on?
Hi, I just called in to give my support.
All right, we thank you. You sound like you're in a tunnel right now, but I can hear you. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about this category tonight, man? That Honey Bakasun talking about Michael Jordan ain't one of the best players of all time. He's sick.
No. Brother Hooney, you know, I disagree with that. I believe that Michael Jordan is one of the best and the greatest because he made it so simple and he flew in the air. So he's one of my favorites.
Thank you, Sister Beth. I told you,
I love you, Mother Sister. Thank you so much for pressing that one. Hey, look. We just won't agree on this one. I love Mike, but he just wouldn't make my top 10. He just wouldn't.
Yeah, you know, and I'm gonna talk about Sister Betsy right now. Of course, you know, she'll be back on. She was on last Friday, so she's only 3 weeks here. You know, right here on the great, the big NN, WBNN, and you know, I want to thank some special calling in too. All right. I don't know what to do with you, man. I'm gonna take this next call. That's all I'm gonna do. Caller number 3, you're live right now. When we were with you with this guy to say Michael Jordan is not top 5. Caller, you there? Okay, that's probably that caller wants to be on ice. Caller, you there? All right. Caller, you there? Brother Hooney, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Just making sure, man. Everybody, you know, I'm bringing another call. Matter of fact, before I go on to any more callers, let me go ahead and play my track. Hey, Brother Hooney, because when we come back, we're going to go through 6 to 10 in the rappers, man. Let's go. Hey, Heavy D, talk to me.
All right.
Love to check this. Now I can check my time, but I'm speedy if it's needy. Yeah. She said she wanted all, so I gave it to the greedy. Uh-huh. Love is satisfying, if it's tasty, then I'm prime. Never bored, I'm never buying, on the case that I'm implying.
Yeah.
Enough of what you heard, Heavy D's got the wig out. In between the leggy of a peggy, I might pick out. Uh-huh. Dope, I ain't the joke, I got a joke to make you bug out. Young is every happy when I tap the nappy dug out. Easy on the easy, does it? Who was it or who was it? Rubbing it cause you're loving it, rubbing it while you're hugging it. Wicked in bed, that's what I said when I came to ever bless. Now may I forget it, that Mac in a sack, and I'm a freaking between the sheets. Never lacked in the back, stay harder than concrete. Far from chubby checker, not a half step for double deck. A record never sweater, but I'll get it. Mac, I love you. Like a kung fu flick. On the 1-2 flip, I catch a rep when I rip. The overweight lover, slick like butter, never did stutter, swinging in the gutter. Sometimes I wear my hat to the back when I rap. I never felt ashamed cause I'm proud to be black. You see me on the poster, popping like a toaster. I know about the devil, but me and God is closer. Tip to the hopper, proper like my papa. This girl said she's coming, I tried but I couldn't stop her. I'm on the quickie, not the hickey tip. Quick to flip a floppy grip before you get the poppin'. Know who you're dealing with, known to do with Susie with the doozy of a stoke. I never pulled my Uzi on a floozy, leave it smoke. I funk it like a match, like a hook, I always catch. You know where I'ma be at, hear the rap, check it, check. Not a phony over stranger, not a punani pretender, quick to bend your fender, pure beast, well done, so let me tender, or you could do it on the flip side, funny dip side, outside, inside, tell from the dark side, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, let me go, here I am, what's the plan, hot damn, who's the man, yes I am, perfect cause I practice, I mean I'm always at this, girls fuck, when they want me to smack this, scuba dip diver, clever like MacGyver, not a 9-to-5-er, street life survivor, a honeysuckle hunter,
kick lyrics like a punter. First I'll have to back up, and then I'll have to funner. Never fess when it came to sex, flex when it came to sex, wreck when it came to sex, fuck sex.
Man, bro, you're throwing down. This is a serious game of one-on-one between you and I tonight, man. You're getting it in on the wheels of steel. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. The tone of voice you're listening to is the grand architect of the universe, the master sound healer, none other than tribal name Huni Bok Atun, pen and stage name Master Tar, Magic Man Haru. Look, it's time for joint adventures now. Me and Hall of Fame four-time, it's all about love. We didn't agree totally on the top five. Let's see how 6 through 10 is going to go. All right? So my 6 through 10, when it comes to MCs, I got to give it out to Nasir Jones.
I agree. You got him at number six. I agree. He's right behind Eminem. Yep, I agree.
Oh, I mean, not behind Eminem. Wow. All right, let me throw this brick in here. Look, I love him, but look, y'all, attentive listening audience, we cannot. Here's what we're not going to do. We are not going to turn Eminem to Elvis Presley a rap. And if we're not careful, that's exactly what we're going to do, y'all.
Stop it, man. He's my number five, bro. He's behind Nas. Man, he's number seven, bro.
All right, number seven, I got to give it up to the God, Grand Poobah himself, man. You know, I had to make certain change, man, but I always liked Poobah. From when I first heard him with the Masters of Ceremony, Poobah's nice.
Number seven is LL Cool J, longevity, lyricist, banger. You know what I mean? You know, he played for the ladies and also can knock your teeth out. You know, it got to be ladies love Cool J, number seven.
I don't want to give it away. Yeah, I love LL. So my number eight, we at the eight now, right? So my number eight, I'm going to have to give it to, and may he continue to drive it on, man. And that is Big L.
Yes, Big L, rest in peace. You know, you're talking about a person who, you know, he's in my top 20. We're not doing 20 now, we're doing 10. But, you know, Lamont Coleman, we talked about it the other night. That was my brother, Sham God. You know, most definitely, man. Big L, rest in peace, man. Big L, rest in peace. My number eight, man, Simple and Plain is Busta Rhymes. Speed, continuity, innovative, man, bust the bus, man. Yeah, and that's just my opinion. Bust the rhymes, number eight.
Oh, bust is nice, man. I could totally agree with you. But, again, you know, we're free to disagree. So, anyway, what we at, number nine right now?
Number nine.
All right, so my number nine, and I had to make some switches. I had to place this guy within my top 10 is because I felt him from the NWA days. To me, he always stood out, even though he was within a group at that time that was sending a message by their plight. Shout out to the brothers and sisters on the West Coast. Shout out to Compton, Long Beach.
No doubt, hometown.
And other areas, including the Bay, right? So my number nine go-to guy, I got to give it up to Mr. Freeze himself, Ice Cube.
All right, well, I'm going to stay in the West Coast there with you. Number nine for me, man, is Calvin Broius, Mr. Snoop Dogg, the one and only. I mean, you know, no one can rhyme like him. Longevity, icon, Snoop Dogg. I want to hear who's your number 10, man. Who's your number 10? Who's your number 10? Magic Man Haru?
Oh, yeah. I got to bless the mic one more time. But, you know, actually, my number 10 Hall of Fame four times, you already named him. And that's Ladies Love Cool J's.
All right, all right. My number 10 right now, man, you know, everybody's going to greet me. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? You know, Sean Carter, man. And you being disrespectful, bro, like, Jay-Z, man, you know, the probably the greatest metaphor rapper of all time. I give it to Jay, man. Jay, number 10, man. I'm going to take this call right now real quick. Caller, number 4, hopefully. You're live right now. Of course, if we were, where are you? Who are you? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where your uncle, while he was selling crack scalping tickets down in front of the Philadelphia Spectrum in 1986 out here. You see what I'm saying? He made about $500,000 doing that. What's going on out here?
Hey, what's up, nephew? How you doing, fam?
What's up, lady? What's up?
Check this out, man. I want to say some few things about these top tens and all this that y'all got going on out here with this this rap music. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to say this here. I don't have no top ten. You feel what I'm saying? You know, however, I know who's nice, right, and who's holding it down. Now, you got some people out here that people feel as though that's the greatest and all this kind of stuff, right? You got Biggie, you got Tupac, and you got Jay-Z, right? Now, I'm going to start with Biggie Smalls first. Biggie Smalls is an individual who, at the height of his career, was anything between 94, 96, where in those parts of that era, you know what I'm saying, I can name about 10, 20 rappers that was way more lyrically inclined than him, way more complex and lyrical patterns than him. Furthermore, he got real lazy in his second album, you know what I'm saying? You know, the bars just wasn't hitting, right? So, but the whole thing, then I got your man Pac here, where Tupac is cool, all right, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever coach you want to claim him, you feel what I'm saying? Again, I can name about 30 rappers that during the height of his career was busting his ass out here. You feel what I'm saying? Buckshot Shorty was one of them. Let me see. And last but not least, Jay-Z. I'll say this about him. He's a decorated rapper in which all his life, I'll say this, he's a ringer. He comes from the old school era. He comes from the Juice Crew era. He comes from the Eric B. and Rakim era. However, it took him to 96 to put an album out, which means this. All those years that he's from the era, from the, I say it again, he's from the Public Enemy, LL Cool J, Juice Crew, Eric B. and Rakim, The Bridge Is Over. He comes from that era. And for some odd reason, it took him to 96 to put an album out. So by 96, you're ringing, my man. You're a ringer. You're a grown man playing in Little League. Second part of that is, it was clear and evident, and it was very. And he was exposed as a biter all his whole career. You're taking people's raps and claiming them for yourself. He did it all over the place. So I don't go with decorated rappers. Lil Wayne, another decorated rapper. Anybody that you can say wrote a lyric for this individual, you cannot be claimed as any of the great nothing if someone else wrote your music. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where they sell beer for food stamps at the deli on Old York Road, you know what I'm saying, to all the bum chaperones. Check your satellite.
Man, love my nephew, man. Nephew, before you go, we will aware you. Hey, this
oh,
is
wait,
my
wait,
nephew,
wait, wait. Oh, hold up. Before I exit stage left out here, Clev One will be on the 19th, as in 1911. You know, the Desert Eagle gun. You know what I mean? The Army edition. You see what I'm saying? 1911, 45 ACP, or 9mm Parabellum. You take your pick. Check your satellites.
All right. Love my nephew, man. All right. Attentive listening audience, this is John Adventures. Now, whether you agree or disagree with my list, and we're going to end it. We started off with basketball, and we're going to end it with basketball, right? But we're not ending it right now. The line is open for John Adventures. But I don't know about y'all. Hall of Fame four times is really bringing it on those wheels of steel tonight. So Hall of Fame four times, if you will, do us the honor.
Hey, what I'm about to say may hit a lot of people in a real strange way. Some said I should have spelled this a long time ago, but I stayed amateur while others turned pro. P-R-O, now I'm a throw letters in my word so I can make a spellbound flow. Read it slow. See how it S-O-U-N-D sounds? K-S-O-L-O, spellbound. I'm spellbound. I'm the K-E-V-I-M, my last name is M-A-D-I-S-O-N. But when the R-A-P, they call me K-S-O-L-O. My rhymes are heavy like a rock, so I'ma throw them like a bolo. Rhymes are deaf, beats are hitting, it's working. The alphabet's in the coffee pot to keep the spelling perking. I-S-P-E-L-L, very W-E-L-L. I only spell so awkward, T-E-L-L. Rhymes I got, alright, well S-E-L-L. For rappers who don't believe me, go to H-E-L-L. Rhymes I write are made by M-E. Turn the M around and it spells W-E. We K-I-C, kick the B-E-A-T. On the S-T-R-E-E-T. No one got rhymes like T-H-E-S-E. These rhymes you can R-E-A-D. Read, see how it sounds, my fundamentals are spelling. And K-S-O-L-O, spellbound. I'm spellbound. I'm not a G-A-M-E, this ain't the S-A-M-E-R-A-P-P-E-R, whose style is O-L-D. I'm any W, for Y-O-U, and the C-R-E-W, paralyzing vowels, A-E-I-O-U. Nothing you're frontin', and rappers are almost Q. U-I-C-K to T-A-L-K, summer real quick to W-A-L-K. You can S-A-Y, say what your M-A-Y, when I spell around, I rhyme a 1-P-L-A-Y. Play around when it's time to get down, read it slow, when K-S-O-L-O is spellbound. Oh yeah, I'ma drop this line for MCs who try to spell or put spelling in the rhyme, they can't get it. I'm the B-E-S-T best, spellbound got 100, why you fail the D-E-S-T test? Next time, try things I did spell, verbs and nouns, action words and adjectives. Add it together and ask all how it sounds, and maybe a rapper out there could be spellbound. But for now, I'm the S-P-L-L-K-I-N-G, and in the song I S-I-N-G. And thanks to E-P-M-D, I am O-U-T-T-A-H-E-R-E. When I spell
Man, classic MC right there. Hall of Fame four times, you ain't playing fair, man. You took it back to the old school and really, really dug in the crates for that one there, man. K-Solo was nice, man. Shout out to a lot of people that was out and about, man, and putting on so many different hits back in the day, man, during the golden era. And I also can't forget the foundation, too, because a lot of times the foundation gets no love, man. And I'm talking about, you know, what Kool Herc and Afrika Bambaataa, you know, those people, man, that laid the foundation for something I used to love. I don't feel hip-hop like I used to, y'all. I'm just being honest. You know, from a 90s-style rapper, like you heard at the beginning, and what you're going to hear at the ending of this show, it's now time for Joint Adventures again. We have another caller in queue, Hall of Fame, four times. So next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you there?
All right, caller. This is the second time we try to bring you on. So this caller's back when you're ready. All right, Chuck, we just have a caller on here. You know what I'm saying? Caller, you're live right now. And the rap with OMFT and... there he is.
Yeah, you know it. You know it ain't. You know it ain't nothing but. You know it ain't nothing but the WBNG thing, baby. You know we gotta drive this shit crazy. You know Mama gonna do it right, lazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what time it is. Yeah, that's it. That's what happened. Now this is Mr. Boston. Y'all up here talking about all this music and shit. Oh, man, let me tell you something. I'm the player of the music, okay? Now that's how you get down. I'm the player of the music. I got them vibes and bars, and you know they hard. You know what I'm saying? So you know I'm gonna shake that thing like it ain't no good. All right, now that's it. Now y'all get ready for me soon, cause I'm coming on the WBNN Boston Chronicle, which you know the number one DJ in America. You know it's gonna go to time hanging out. You know what I'm saying? We going to WWE with words and verbs. You know what time it is. I'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Hey, man. Love me some Mr. Boston, man. Thank you so much for pressing that one and coming on up here with the Magic Man Haru in Hall of Fame four times, man, as we have our one-on-one. Man, attentive listening audience, the voice y'all just heard is one of our greatest. If y'all like spoken word, look him up. One of the best poets of our day and time and any other time for that matter. So look, let's keep the ball rolling. Is there another caller in queue? If not, I'm getting ready to hit you hard with my 6-10 when it comes to basketball. We started it.
Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Be ready. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready for you. Let's get it.
All right. So let me take down and set this one up, Hall of Fame, for a time. A lot of people had the nerve or the audacity to call Magic Man Haru a racist bastard. And shout out to Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito, man. Congratulations. Congratulations to my spiritual daughter, Angela Thomas Smith, both of y'all latest franchise connection records. But let me move this along. My number six, to me, was one of the baddest white chocolate players to ever exist. He would actually run full court, and you might think you're going up for an easy layup. It's none other than Bobby Jones.
All right, well, I got my white chocolate for you. You know what I mean? You're going to go there, man. The best white player that ever played, you know, the basketball ever. Mr. Larry Bird, number six. How about that?
Oh, Bird was a beast, man. Bird was a beast. Shout out to Bird. All right.
So I had to fight fire with fire with you there, boy.
No issue. You know, Bird was nice, man. I don't think he, you know, he really, really compared to Magic, but that's a whole other story right there. All right, so my number seven. And keep in mind, y'all, I'm a point guard at heart, right? But I'm going to digress. This person I'm about to name isn't a point guard, but to me, he's my go-to person. Used to play with the New York back in the day, the New York Knicks. And I have a profound respect for this person here because he didn't even let injuries stop him. To me, one of the best players that would be in that clutch type of position, I got to give it up, my number seven, for Bernard King.
Yeah, Bernard King, King of New York, man. You talking to somebody, man, that knew that ball, knew how to play ball, man. And I like that number seven you got right there. My number seven, he's definitely the catalyst for a lot of players, and he doesn't get a lot of accolades, really, honestly. This number seven, one of the best players to ever tied his shoes up for basketball, and a great forward. So if people don't understand, I'm going to let you know who he is. His name is Elgin Baylor. Go look him up. You know, from 1959 to 72, he's a bad boy, man. You know, look him up. Elgin Baylor, number seven. Next, bro.
Man, I'm loving your knowledge, man, that you're dropping for all of us at WBNN and attentive listening audience, man. Hey, so my number eight, I got to give it up to this person, man, because I actually watched him in college. This person here I'm about to name, to me, is one of the greatest. And he reminded me so much of my older brother. Like I said earlier, I came off the bench to be one of the best players, one of the best point guards of my time and era. I got to give it to Andrew Toney.
Andrew Toney, great ball player. I wish he would have played a little longer. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you how great Andrew Toney is. If he had played a little longer, he'd have been definitely one of the top 10. It's a shame of seat. You know what I mean? It's just critical. Number eight, who do I give this to? It's no other than Julius Dr. J. Irving, the catalyst. He's similar to how Wilt was, you know, is a catalyst. All the flying, even David Robinson, I mean, excuse me, David Thompson didn't do it like Julius Irving. So, gotta give it to Dr. J, man, one of the best ever did it, man. Wait till you hear about number nine. It's gonna blow your mind.
Oh, wow. Coming down to the wire, number nine. And honestly, Hall of Fame four times, I went back and forth over this here, man, because I knew I had to be duly prepared to go up against you with your knowledge when it comes to playing the game. And tonight, personally, I feel like me and you, even though we're having this one-on-one, right, the way that we have did things throughout the years for almost 6 years, man, almost six
yeah.
years. When I think about my number nine, it reminds me how it would have been if you and I was on the same team back in the day. Right?
All right.
So my number nine, and keep in mind, I'm a point guard at heart. I got to give it up to Maurice Cheeks.
Like I said, man, you know, I love your list because one thing about you, man, what you love is what you love. And, you know, you are a man nostalgia, so I got to give it to you. My number nine, man, a lot of people are not going to agree with. And if you don't agree with it, that means you don't know basketball. You can't keep this man off the list because he's the greatest winner of all time. And you got to give it to him. My man, my mellow, the wonderful Bill Russell, y'all.
Oh, man, Russell was nice. And hint as a bonus. Hall of Fame four times. I want you to do the honors on this one here.
Mm-hmm.
What was his middle name?
Felton. William Felton Russell.
Yeah, it's obviously came from the same tribe. I sit back and look at a lot of people on my father's side. Shout out to my grandmaster, Seafood Bill Felton, man. Hopefully you're tuning in tonight. If not, this is recorded, table, documented, and logged. Yes, Bill Russell was nice. My number 10, man, I went back and forth Hall of Fame four times on this one here, man. Wow. Again, I'm a 76ers for life. But, matter of fact, I just switched it. I got to give it up to a person I enjoy a lot more than your Michael Jordan. You want to know who that is, Hall of Fame four times?
Yeah, I even hate to ask. Go ahead.
I got to give it up for the round mound of rebounds.
Wow, Charles Barkley.
Charles
Barkley. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a good one, bro. I mean, you know, I think my number 10 is better, but that's a good one, bro. My number 10 won rings. The center that had the best feet work in the history of the NBA. And I ain't talking about Joel Embiid, even because Joel Embiid ain't nothing but, you know, a miniature him. I'm going to give it to the Dream. Hakeem Olajuwon is my list. How about that?
Oh, man, that's nice.
That is listen,
nice.
Man,
we're going to go. You're playing fair, man. I love Hakeem. And shout out. And, hey, where did he come from? Where we broadcasting live out of?
Yes, indeed. He grew up in the big town in Lagos. That's it. The Nigerian, the first Nigerian nightmare before Christian Okoye. That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Hey, man. I got a surprise for you.
This is joint adventures, man. But look, I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling to hear what Hall of Fame four time is actually going to pull up next. So get ready, y'all. We're coming down to the wire. We're coming down to the fourth quarter, y'all. All right? So now, Hall of Fame four times, if you will. Do us the honor, sir.
I got a master mix, man. I put an early 70s flip to this. You might remember the sitcom. You're going to start laughing when you hear it. Then I'm going to mute you. Ready, guys? Here we go.
Okay.
Ah!
Okay.
Affect me when my rhymes direct me. Forgive the crowds, oh Lord, they know not why they sweat me. Biting's against the law in the place that I live. So I lock up the door with a key to my crib. They call me the Hakeem Olajuwon. Although I'm not the dread, they're not the rasta. There's never been a word I can't master. I've always been a Billy Buster. I raise the lesson of today. You have to listen to each and every single word I have to say, because the ruler Lord Ramsey is on my side, and I'm the princess of the posse. So yo, take it light. Princess of the posse means to be a cool one. She rhyme American, she rap Jamaican. Princess of the posse means to be a cool girl. She rhyme Brooklyn, the Bronx, USA, the world. You try to dissect my rhyme to see if there's a pattern. I bounce it all around you like the rings around Saturn. Let me know now if you would like to protest the proceeding of reading, or would you rather progress unto a higher plateau? Truly, I'm picking it slow, enough for you to seek the knowledge and to know. I'm the Q-U-E-E-N-L-A-D-I-F-A-H, queen of the R.B. Posse, the D-L-A, which is live, all right? You're standing there, chewing on your fingernails, nervous, watching me doing the live thing, singing like a bird, sing, ringing like a phone ring. I'm the queen and you're the underling. I'm never following, I follow none. The princess of the posse is a cool one. Cool one. Princess of the posse is a cool one. American, she rap Jamaican. Princess of the posse, me say she a cool girl. She ran Brooklyn, the Bronx, USA, the world. I'm the queen of the clan, with a mic in my hand. I step over suckers to position myself to move this land. It's a concoction for my ability to show the Caesars the meaning of humility. Cause they don't know I'm not the one to front on, but two, I'm snatching hearts cause I'm Latifah and I want to. I find it necessary to tell you to get off my ship. I'm kicking goals. So grab a hold and get a good grip. Stop the lying, the trying, the time buying. You've been denying cause you're dependent on me. The princess of the posse, yo, I got the card. So I'm feeling a death blow. You're taking no crowns, put that on seat. My DJ's name is Mark the 45 King to the posse. Peace. Gotta let you know where I come from. The princess of the posse is a cool one. Princess of the posse is a key, a cool one. She ran American, she rapped Jamaican. Princess of the posse is a key, a cool girl. She ran Brooklyn, the Bronx, USA, the world. I think around the family. It made me happy, do it for the R.E. posse. You try to be down, you can't take the crown. Maybe from someone else, but not me. I think around the family. It made me happy, do it for the R.E. posse.
All right, Hall of Fame four times. Look, we're coming down to the why, right? And I can't let this show end without giving honorable mention to some of my personal favorites when it comes to female MCs. Magic Man is not male chauvinistic like that. So my top five is obviously Antoinette, MC Light, Queen Latifah, Lynn Q, and I got to give it up to Ciroc.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I already played two of my favorites, you know what I mean? You know, enough said, you know what I mean? I played Light Latifah. You know, I got a lot of, you know, I love Nicki. I love, you know, what Cardi gonna do now. I love, you know, Foxy Brown. I love Kemp. And I love MC Trouble. God rest in, may her rest in peace, man. I love Boss. I hate Internet. I'm gonna take the next caller. Caller number seven, you live right now. We'll hear back in the room. It's the Internet is trash, y'all. She need to be quiet.
Hello, guys. This is Tiana Speaks, the host of The Power of Thoughts, and I'll be on tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. I'm calling in to support the show, and it's funny. My question—that was actually going to be my question. What was the number one female MC? But you guys already answered that. I remember when I was younger, you know, and there was a battle between like Foxy and Lil' Kim. I loved Foxy when I was younger. I don't know what it was. I absolutely loved Foxy Brown when I was younger, very, very much. You know, I did like Lil' Kim too, but I love Foxy. You know, so if I'm gonna just ask you between both of those, who do you think is the better female rapper?
Well, to me, and also too, shout out to Eve too. Eve out of Philly. Well, that's it about Eve. Eve,
yeah,
Eve. Rough Riders. I still say Lil' Kim lyrically. I think Foxy was nice. Remember, Foxy to me, I love Foxy because she was a metaphoric rapper, man. Like, she's, man, beautiful. Like, she, the verbs, how she used, you know, her style in and out of, you know, phrases, outstanding. Give me Lil' Kim, just straight out, you know, battle rapper.
I love Lil' Kim, too, but I don't know what it was. I just took the Foxy more. I don't know what it was. But I think they were both great, you know, individuals. So but y'all took my question from me. I really wanted to know that, too. I'm like, hold on, I'm listening to the show. What about the females, you know? So I'm glad Hooney, you know, brought that up. And I just want to say, Brother O, if you feed my big brother Whoppers with syrup or no syrup or whatever you said, I'm going to feed you a dry hot dog with no ketchup, no mustard, no nothing, and stale bread. Let me do it, my brother, like that. You can't do that.
Right,
you know,
well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to eat it. I'm gonna eat everything you served
like
me.
Like Sister Bessie said.
I'm going to eat everything you gave me because what Honey Bakatoon said, he's free. Honey Bakatoon is fried. I ain't even trying to hear that. Hey, where's your next show, Miss Young Lady?
Tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Power of Thoughts. And once again, I am Tiana Speaks.
All right, we want to thank Tiana for calling in tonight, man. Share, you know, I got to get that hot dog with stale bread. Play about the tune, man. You know, you got your final thoughts, man, before I come on with Ngozi time, man. Go ahead and talk, baby.
All right. Attentive listening audience, thank you so much. I had to take time to do this, y'all. Personally, I've been in the grind, and trust me, I'm not going to leave y'all without something to think about. I pride myself on advancements, even though that we took a turn and having this one-on-one that's preparing for almost 6 years, 30 evenings from tonight, okay? I also want to give a shout-out, man, to our commissioner, the woman of God, the beautiful, the brilliant, Chinchilla J, that just texted me. She sends her love and want to come on, but we're coming down to the wire. Hall of Fame four times. Before Ngozi time, I just want to say something right quick here. This is part of my advancement. In the game of life and being a real, real player in the game of life, when it's the fourth quarter and the game is tied and the ball is in your court, I want y'all to really, really think about this here. Are you willing, able, ready to take that shot to win the game? Oh, he actually passed the ball on this one. So, with no further ado, I want to give thanks to a person that not only has been my personal DJ, my life coach, my recruiter, my brother. I want to personally thank you so much for being the faithful son and answering that call of your mother. Because, again, it was a prophecy fulfilled back in 1991. So I can't let this show end without giving you the gratitude that you're due. When I say that you're bad, you're beyond bad, Sam. And I'm talking about our bad. Love you, brother, with the heart and soul of me. So it goes to time.
Well, I'm sonically, high bionically, for you dummies, ironically stupid. What are you, Cupid? This is my rhymes, and then you loop it. Wrong. Back this way. Follow me now, head this way, and do this. While I rap on through this, for many germs who never knew this. Switches, upside down. Turn around, look in the mirror. You rap catches, making an error. Every inning, I'm back to the dugout. You on the field, I'm ready to bug out like a manager. Smacking up your team. Male or female, just to dream of taking me on the mic and making me rack up. MCs, I stack up. 40% rappers need backup quickly. I'ma rip your brain off. Throw it down so the blood can drain off my hand while I wave to a fan. I'm cool, keep not a bill or damn, but a general. Equal to a mineral. Pushing a crowd to keep on dancing, I'm housing bang. Now I'm back to continue my verses. I'm never screaming loud with any curses. Roughly, got a child to learn. I teach kids and ducks I burn with a flamethrower. And how do you show up? A grass rapper, cut him with a lawnmower twice. Into golden wheat. Grind the rest into molded meat. And cook them till they're all well done. They're not ready, they don't smell done like this. It ain't my favorite dish. I'd grab a steak and a batter of wood. The Coke MC, a Pepsi I sip up. Drop your face and bring the other lip up. Watch while the sun and amaze you. Kick out links that truly amaze you. I'm your boss, the one that pays you. 9 to 5, all ducks are hired. And when I come, MC's a fire. No pay, no way today. You're an employee with nothing to say, but I can say one thing for sure, I'm housing bang. I think it's pitiful that you had torn at me. Your girl spoken, she wanted me first. Before you was thought about, back in the days, when I taught about science. The real construction, nor the solo team or production did that, or got with that. I play brain boy using the back of your skull. Smack it out the park. I rhyme bright and you're in the dark with shadows. Hallucinating battles. You can spell the capital K as in cool. Combine the keef. Rap metal is terminal chief. Android. Squashing the beef on time. And my mic will stay on. For any roach or germ who wanna prey on a weakness. But my uniqueness has a way to show that I'm slicker. Creating rhymes, you have to be quicker and versatile on the microphone. I'm cool, keep called house and bang. And I like to say what's up to my man, Father Mason. And also my brother Kevin Trev, Fed J, Mo Love, CR. And my man I Got, Paul B, Public Enemy and the Jungle Brothers. Peace, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Just another one of those soundtracks. You know what I mean? It's another one of the things I do. First and foremost, I want to say something to my brother tonight and real simply congratulate him on his amazing 89th WBN and All-Time Connection record, 6th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late great Hall of Famer. A lot of people called in tonight, man. They wanted to hear what we had to say about basketball, hip-hop. Some of you might agree, some of you might not agree, but I'm going to thank all you guys for calling in, counting our robbery tonight to celebrate. This has been an outstanding week. I cannot just imagine. This whole week has been fabulous. Every single person has done great things this week. Every single person has hit the all-time connection records this week. You know, and you know, so starting from Monday. So I'm just real proud of this week. And, you know, tomorrow we come right back on here. Power Thoughts, young lady. You know what I mean? Tiana speaks tomorrow night, and I can't wait for her outstanding topic. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on these ONE stations at WBNN, The Dynasty. And WBNN has advertised through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _ time. Ola Dali Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or more for program tonight, oledaylay.ngozi@mine.gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malay Ngozi. Thank you, and I good luck. So all the folks out there on Force Radio support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Mr. Honey Bach. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, attentive listening audience. Like I said, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. So now I cannot end this show with sharing with y'all how I got down back in 1991. Yeah, busted. Sound of alarm. I'm not a vet. I'm coming from norm. Appear calm and explode like a time bomb. Hidden my all, the flaunt of weight, my talents. I have balance. I'm not silent, but believe in balance. I do what I must to protect me. Hate me if you may, but you will regret me. How many times must I draw the line and say that you gotta find? Don't be mad, my book of Hooney is all mine. Considered complete, unique, willing, and too strong, capable to do right and able to do wrong. Tell me, can you see by the dawn of your own mind? I'm out to teach each my speak to my own kind. And that has been the case for almost 38 years. And what's really, really crazy is the same people that I was awoken up on June 13, 1985, 12:30 midnight. This was the wake-up call for y'all, the original owners of this planet, not just Africa, right here in America. This is the wake-up call. And if you wake up, like I said a couple of years ago, because that was dropped in my mind and my spirit, stop expecting something for nothing. Stop asking. It's time to take it back. And when you take your soul back, there's nothing on this earth that any enemy in any form can do to contest that. Those of you know who and what I am. And again, it's not so much about me, it's about each and every one of us. Stop taking a back seat, y'all. It's now our time to shine. As always, we give thanks to all and all who've been all through all above and in comparison all. And if you enjoyed tonight's show, please come back and celebrate with me 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement.